in Parshas Korach, when Moshe sends for Dosan Vavirim to come to him, so the pasuk says, "Vayishlach Moshe likvul adosan vavirim bnei Eliyav, vayomru lo na'aleh." They say, "We will not go up to you, lo na'aleh." Hamaat, the pasuk continues, "Ki helusanu me'eretz zavos cholav udvash, la'misenu b'amidbar ki tishtareh aleinu gam tishtareh." Is it not enough that you took us out of the land of milk and honey for us to die in the desert, that you want to lord over us? Af lo el eretz zavos cholav udvash havyosanu, v'titolanu nachlas sada v'kem ha'ein ha'inish anashim ha'em tinaker lo na'aleh. That even if you, again it says lo na'aleh, that you haven't brought us to the land of milk and honey, and even if you would, we would gouge out these people's eyes, and we will not go up, lo na'aleh. So when Dosan Vavirim say twice, lo na'aleh, that needs, why the double language? Why twice do they say it? Navashi comments, and it says, ha'ein ha'inashim tinakeh, we'll gouge out these people's eyes. Rashi says, afilo tasholech l'nakeh eseinenu, im lo na'aleh alech lo na'aleh. That Rashi interprets that they're speaking about themselves. Even if you gouge out our eyes, we will not go up to you. However, I wanted just to suggest an alternate shot, which my son-in-law, Rabbi Daniel Besser, suggested. He said that the Dosim V'Avirim are continuing with the rebellion of the spies, of the Meraglim, and that who said that we don't have the capacity to conquer the land. And that's when they say twice, lo na'aleh, that's in response to what Kolev said in last week's parsha in Shlach. Said, alo na'aleh, v'yavashnu oso kiyachol nuchala. Alona, the double language, that we will go up and we can indeed conquer the land. This is now, of course, we're in Parshas Korach. So when Das and Vavivim say, Aflo el Erz Zavas Cholavud Vash, that corresponds also to what Yeshua said. Yeshua said in last week's Parsha in Shlach, Yeshua and Kovasev, to when they refute what the Meraglim say, they say, Im Chofetz Ban Hashem Vehevi Osano, El Aretz Azos Venoslanano, Eretz Asher He Zavas Cholavud Vash, that this is a land flowing with milk and honey. So Dosin Vaviram, at this point, come to contradict and refute what Yoshua and Kolev said, that the land is a land of milk and honey, and they said the contrary. You took us out of the land of milk and honey, namely Egypt. Eretz Yisrael is not a land of milk and honey. We should be better off going back to Egypt. And this is again, returning to what the Meraglim said, who said, Tov lanu shuv Mitzrayim, which we're better off returning to Egypt, to Mitzrayim. Now, when Adas Korach dies, and the Bnei Yisrael turn on Moshe and Aaron and say, the way that proves, Kadosh Baruch Hu proves that the chosen one is Aaron, and to cancel what they said, so, and that Aaron is the one chosen by God, it says, in terms of the matter, Aaron, v'yetzei parach, v'yotzei tzitz, v'yigdal shkedim. So, that this staff gives fruit, but it uses the expression as, it says, Vayotze tzitz, which means it begins to sprout. But the language Vayotze tzitz is also from the language tzitz, like the words for tzitzis, like meitzitz min hacharokim, that God glances or peeks through the cracks, the pasuk in Shir HaShirim, and which relates again to the language of tzitzis, as I spoke about last week. That tzitzis means to glimpse, to have a more elevated view, and that's the antidote to the sin of the Meraglim, who had a more restricted, myopic view and didn't understand the greatness of the land. So here it says, "Vayotze tzitz," to allude to the machloikas of Korach v'Adoso, which is also was a continuation of that of the Meraglim, and therefore the tzitz, this was it sprouts, which means a more elevated, also playing the words tzitz, tzitzis, an elevated view, cancels the position of the limited view of Dasan Vavivim, like the Meraglim. However, Dasan Vavivim in this respect are even worse than the Meraglim, because the Meraglim agree that the land of Israel is a land, as the Pasuk says, that of Zavas Cholav Udvash. The only claim is, they say, Efesh ki Aza Am HaYoshe Ba'aretz. In other words, that even though it's indeed a Eretz Zavas Cholav, it's inhabited by giants and so on, and we're not strong enough to conquer the land. But they acknowledge that it's a land of Zavas Cholav Udvash. But Dasan Vavivim, they say, no, the land of Zavas Cholav Udvash is Mitzrayim. And therefore, even if we could conquer the land, it's not worth it. We should go back to the more chosen land, in a sense, to the land of Zavas Cholav Udvash, which they claim is Egypt. Mitzrayim is better than Canaan. And so maybe that's what it means. Ha'enei ha'anashim ha'hem tenakeh. Even if you gouge out those peoples, those anashim, eyes, it's referring to the giants that inhabit the land of Canaan, who are, you know, anshe midos. So even if we could conquer them, still I say lo na'aleh, because we should really go back to Eretz Mitzrayim, aflo el Eretz Zavas Cholav Udvash v'sana, because that it's not, you're not bringing us to a land of Zavas Cholav Udvash. On the contrary, you took us out of a land of Zavas Cholav Udvash, of milk and honey.